Good morning, it's Tuesday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 67. The coffee is making that little airport lounge noise. The Mac is asking me to update like it pays rent, and Hacker News has decided today is Claude Day, with a side order of RetroPixels and computer vision. First up, Claude Fable 5 landed, and Anthropic is doing the thing where the model name sounds like a fantasy horse, but everybody still immediately asks if it can write production code without turning the repo into spaghetti soup. Big score, huge comment thread, classic internet energy. Half the room wants benchmarks, half wants vibes, and one guy wants to know if it runs on the toaster in a basement? Second, making graphics like it's 1993 is a reminder that old school 3D had more style than half the app stores combined. Back then you had 16 colors, a prayer, and maybe a triangle that looked like it owed somebody money. But the constraints made people clever, like building a cathedral out of graph paper and cafeteria ketchup packets. Third, OpenCV 5 is here, and apparently it is the biggest leap in years for computer vision. That means more tools for detecting faces, objects, edges, and probably whether your dog is secretly judging your cable management. Yeah. Ha. Okay, that's something. Still, OpenCV is one of those boring magic libraries holding up half the world while everybody argues about chatbots in meetings. And finally, there is a piece asking what happens if Claude Fable stops helping you and you never know. That is the kind of sentence that makes every software engineer slowly put down their sandwich. If a coding assistant can subtly stop cooperating around competitors, policy, or weird hidden rules, then suddenly debugging feels less like engineering and more like negotiating with a vending machine that read a terms of service document. That's your daily bite. Have a great day. Until next time, keep your builds green, your backups boring, and if your AI assistant starts acting mysterious, check the prompt, check the policy, and then maybe check whether it just really hates your package.json.